أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. This is the end of the second ruku of Sayyakul, and more or less the end of the subject matter of the Qibla also. Allah Ta'ala mentions very beautifully and very, very astonishingly at the end now, at the end of the subject matter, that as Allah Ta'ala blessed us with the greatest Qibla, the Kaaba Sharif, He blessed us with the greatest Rasul, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He blessed us with the greatest Kitab, Quran Sharif, and He blessed us with the great effort of making effort for Deen, the work of Tabligh and Da'wat, and also that He blessed us with the great knowledge of Deen, that is Quran, Hadith, etc., all the knowledge of Deen which is taught in the Makatib, in the Darul Ulooms, etc. So Allah says that when I blessed you with these great ni'mat, then for the Quruni, as I remembered you, and I blessed you with all these ni'mat, so you also remember me. Make my dhikr also. I've been so kind, so merciful to you. What great ni'mat haven't I blessed you with? So it's only right that you should also remember me and should make shukr towards me. So the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, which includes the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, Allah, third kalima, fourth kalima, Durood Sharif, Quran Sharif, etc. All this we should do in order to remember Allah and to thank Him for these great ni'mat of His. If any person of any merit whatsoever, if you do a favor to him and he doesn't even say Jazakallah, what is the value of that person? Allah, who has done such great favors for us, and we don't remember him and we don't thank him, what is our value really? And really that is our condition. We hardly make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We should remember and think that, oh Allah, you have blessed me with now, what great ni'mat. So I should also be remembering you, and in that way Allah counts it that we are making the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is, we cannot imagine how kind, how merciful Allah is. It was our duty to make shukr. But that zikr that we make, Allah Ta'ala makes that the means of the cleanliness of the heart. There is nothing more effective to purify the heart of all the dirt and filth of kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, any type of evil. There is nothing more effective to purify it than the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So we should be making dhikr to thank Allah. Then at the same time, the dhikr again, Allah made it that we should, it purifies our heart. Like shukr we have to make to Allah for all His ni'mat. But when we make shukr, Allah increases the ni'mat. So really we should really work to understand how kind, how merciful Allah Ta'ala is, and engage in what Allah has given to us. All this we should have been thinking of it ourselves. We should realize it. You don't have to tell somebody that be thankful when somebody has done a favor to you. But Allah has in detail told us that how we should be thankful, how we should be thankful also. So there is nothing more effective than the dhikr of Allah to purify the heart and to purify our hearts from greed and stinginess. Stinginess and greed to purify the heart, there is nothing more effective than spending in the path of Allah. A person should spend in the path of Allah, greed of wealth will go out. And stinginess which is in us, that will also go out. So Allah has given us, and the dhikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي, you remember me. What a great, great, another favor Allah blesses us with, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that it is impossible for Allah to forget any of His creation at any time. Every moment, all His creation, Allah remembers them. What is the meaning of this ayat? You remember me with obedience. You remember me taking my name, etc. then I will remember you with more favors bestowed on you. Like that Allah does remember all His creation all the time. But if we remember Allah Ta'ala with His obedience, with His zikr, then He showers more and more favors upon us. As far as our deen is concerned, as far as our dunya is concerned, as far as our akhirat is concerned. And this same meaning is comes through in various other ayat and subject matter of the Quran Sharif. For example, Allah says, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. If you return, we will also return. The details of that very briefly is that if you return to us with obedience, we will return to you with our favors upon you. And if you return to us with disobedience, breaking my laws, then I will return to you with my punishment. And I will make life hard and straitened for you. So Allah remembers us all the time. We remember Him in His obedience. He will remember us with His favors. And when we break His laws, then Allah Ta'ala remembers us also. And then we face the consequences of that. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this great ni'mat of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala, it is mentioned in the hadith. The Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the greatest amal by which we can please Allah, may become His favorites? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba asked, not even jihad, because it was ingrained in their mind, the value of jihad in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, not even jihad. Even if a person goes out in jihad and his sword breaks completely and he's dyed in blood, in other words, blood on his body from head to toe, only blood, so many wounds, etc. More greater than that is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. One time the Sahaba asked Hazrat Abu Bakr or Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which jihad is the best. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that in which the zikr is of Allah is made the most. Which hajj is the best? That in which Allah's zikr is made the most. Quite a few are like this, they ask. Then Hazrat Umar told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, looks like that the people making dhikr have gone with all the goodness. They have taken all the goodness and they are in the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ajar, yes, that is so, the dhikr of Allah. So this fadhkuruni azkurkum, just so much also is enough. And in fact, when we sit to make dhikr, we should just ponder of these words, repeat them, that Allah is saying, you, telling us, you remember me and I am remembering you. To be remembered by your beloved, there can be no greater honor that and a greater enjoyment that when a person knows his beloved remembers him. Whoever we love and that person talks good about us. If any person, we love our wives, we love our asatiza, our mashayikh, whoever, and if they have to be talking good about us, then how happy don't we get? And when we make the zikr of Allah, then Allah says, your zikr, I will make zikr of your zikr. I will talk about the zikr that you make of me in Malawul Aala. That is the highest position where the malaika and the malaika muqarrabeen, the close malaika, and Malawul Aala, Allah will say, so and so is remembering me. In that gathering, Allah is talking about us. And Allah, how great is not Allah. But when we make His zikr, He is remembering us. And in that great gathering, He is talking about us. And He is praising us and boasting about us in front of the greatest malaika. The malaika muqarrabeen in Malawul Aala. So the zikr of Allah is a great, great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah make it we realize this and we make the zikr of Allah and reap the fruit of it. And we've got that opportunity while we are in this world. Our time in this world is not really for our business. It's not for going for holidays now. We have holidays, spend it in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. spend it at home, spend it in the zikr of Allah. Nothing can be more greater. Our time in this world is not to waste on the useless pursuits of the animal kingdom of the West. It is to make our akhirah, to prepare for that life, then to become worthy of being Allah's servant. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us.